The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, Graham Dwyer's long-running legal battle against Ireland's data retention rules moved to Luxembourg today. The judges of the European Court of Justice spent the day listening to his lawyer's submission as to why the law, which allowed Gardaí to access mobile phone data as part of their investigation into the murder of Elaine O'Hara in 2012, didn't comply with the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. And as most people will know, Graham Dwyer was convicted of that murder and is currently serving a life sentence. I'm joined now by Frank Graney, Today FM's court correspondent. Frank, before we discuss what happened today, you might remind us of the long road to Luxembourg for Graham Dwyer and his legal team.
Sure, Mick. Well, as you remember, having covered the trial extensively yourself back in April of 2015, Graham Dwyer was convicted of Elaine O'Hara's murder and subsequently sentenced to life for it. Mobile phone data played a crucial role in the case against Graham Dwyer, not only when it came to the content of communications between various phones attributed to him and Elaine O'Hara during the trial, but also in relation to call records and the tracking of relevant handsets through cell site analysis at key locations. That's known as metadata. 3 years later, Dwyer won a challenge in the High Court against the law which allowed his phone metadata to be retained by network providers and subsequently accessed by Gardaí. That law, the Communication Retention of Data Act of 2011, allows data to be retained by those providers, phone and internet service providers, for a set period. And crucially, it allows Gardaí to access it during criminal investigations. One of the main problems with it is that there is no ministerial or judicial review required to approve access to such data. Internal approval at a senior level within an Garda Síochána is all that is required. That law, as I mentioned, was enacted in 2011, but just 3 years later, the EU directive underpinning it was struck down. And the High Court then ruled in favour of Dwyer. It found the law was in breach of EU law because the retention of data was too general and indiscriminate, and because of that point that I raised earlier, that there was no review by a court or some other independent body before phone records were accessed. Like, if you want a search warrant to raid a suspect's home or business as part of a criminal investigation, then you need to explain yourself before a judge in their chambers more often than not. And as it stands, that's not the case when it comes to looking at phone records. So that 2018 High Court decision, which again ruled in favour of Graham Dwyer, was appealed by the state to the Supreme Court. But before it decides whether to uphold the High Court decision, it wants certain issues clarified by the European Court of Justice. And that's how it ended up in Luxembourg today.
Yeah, I'm old enough, Frank, to not just to remember, but I covered it every day. There was a murder trial, I think it was 2006, Joe O'Reilly was convicted of the murder of his wife, Rachel, a brutal murder. But the key element to that case was tracking the use of his mobile phone when he went from Dublin city centre, more or less there around Phibsborough and there, all the way up to North County Dublin to their home and back. And I think that was the first time that mobile phone data like that was used. As you say, things have changed enormously since then in terms of the various laws that have come from Europe and have been enacted here, but there's no doubt that it is a vital part of police detection. So I suppose the key issues at play here are, is that issue of the rights in terms of the police to follow their detection versus privacy rights. But it's also the case, isn't it, that other EU countries are interested in the outcome of this?
Yeah, and you're right to say that. I mean, put simply, there are two competing rights at play here. Your right to privacy as a citizen of Ireland or another member state as a citizen of an EU country, and also the right to life and personal protection and the role that the state plays in protecting those rights. And it does so through forces like An Garda Síochána. And I suppose the reason it's attracting so much attention is because there's an enormous amount at stake, not only in relation to a potential appeal for Graham Dwyer, but for crime fighting against the EU in general, particularly when it comes to the powers of a country to retain and access that metadata on phones. You know, we live in a digital society where communications are done largely through the internet. So if the High Court decision is allowed to stand, then as the Attorney General Paul Gallagher put it to the Supreme Court, it could create a virtual space in which criminality could exist without state authorities like An Garda Síochána being able to access the evidence needed to bring about prosecutions. It was argued that not being able to do so would seriously impede Garda investigations. As you said, you know, going back as far as Joe O'Reilly, I can't think of a trial where phone records or phone evidence in some shape or form hasn't been used before the courts in criminal trials. But Dwyer's lawyers don't see it like that. They believe the retention is indiscriminate and unlawful. They do accept the wider consequences if the High Court judgment is to stand. But they said their case is limited to data retained and accessed from one phone that was used as evidence during the trial. And that could potentially have huge consequences for Dwyer when he eventually appeals his conviction.
Okay, Frank Graney, thanks very much for joining us today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.